lift up your hands to heaven and worship the King of Glory. Wherever you are, lift up your hands and bless Him. Magnify Him, exalt Him, adore Him, glorify Jesus. Aroma shanda la bakuria masandra la karia hala bakuria. Shila boroko sanda la bakandele bakuru basanda. Kuria la basere kurusunda la bakuria basanda. Kurus kandelia kamarande shkila barahanda skala barusa. Shiketeria kumbro da sambro kotohila bakade. Worship the Lord. Give Him praise.
Yeah. Awesome, you are wonderful, marvelous.
Somebody worship the Lord. make it your prayer just for 1 minute. Ask the Holy Ghost to have his way. Once again, all the servants of God and everyone here, welcome. God bless you for joining us. God bless you for being here. Before I finish, I want to acknowledge the presence of a mother, a woman of God, and we will not take our presence here for granted. I will celebrate the presence of Pastor Mrs. Ibanoka. Hallelujah. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. God bless you for coming. Hallelujah. If you listen when I mention her name, you will know that she's the one that, God, can you stand up Stand up. The mother is here, so you are a baby here, you know. To the man. Can you also stand up? Okay, if you can make an end. Mommy, I'm a fellow. These two giants. Celebrate grace again. God bless you. Praise the Lord. A very sharp charge. Very brief charge. Trust me. It will be brief. Hallelujah. Because I would like us to pray tonight. Now, no, agree with me by faith. So that it will be brief. You see, the matter of the spirit is not what we just hear about is good, is beautiful as an experience. You see, the Holy Ghost is not what you see with your eyes, but the Holy Ghost is someone you experience. Every movement now, every discussion now should cease. So the Holy Spirit is someone that is beautiful, we experience Him. It's not just a word. It's not a theory. Jesus thought and thought and thought and thought, and He taught plenty theories. And He said to His disciples, "What? There are so many things I want to show you, including practicals, which you will not understand now. You use the word you cannot bear now. But when the Spirit of truth shall come." So He's the one that brings us into the experience of God. He brings us to a point where God becomes an experience. Remember, we are not trying to bring something, maybe one new revelation or something. That's not what we are laboring to do in this meeting. Maybe if you came here to receive one new rema, a new rev, and you are shouting word. No. We are here for an experience. When we are going back in the afternoon or evening, I don't know again, I was talking with Pastor Ike. I said, see, it's what we are doing as ministers is nothing without the Spirit. He's the one that does the work of God. No man can do the work of God except by the Spirit. Yesterday I was talking about high sounding words, religious vocabularies and all that. I was talking about what do you call it, philosophies and these things that make people feel good. Vocabularies. And I saw an angel escaping from heaven. And people will be shaking. If I say that now, that when I was coming, an angel escaped from heaven and stood by me and said, what if I'm talking like that? You'll be shaking. But what I'm teaching is the word of God. You are not shaking. You see you now, you are not shaking. You are looking at me. If I start like that now, you see people doing like this. But excuse me, all those things may look beautiful. Outside the Holy Ghost is nonsense. Because it does not transform a life. So it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. And the way He started with us both yesterday and this morning. If we can even stay there and carry whatever, say, just carry those things. Collect appetite for the word of God and stay there. Okay. So again tonight, I want to show you just something you may have come across before, but I trust God that it will become a reality. You know, John was talking. He said, I'm not writing you a new commandment. Peter was writing. He said, I just want to remind you. So long as I'm here, I will continue to remind you. Wow. So I'm not trying to labor to bring a higher revelation than what you see in John. I'm not laboring to give you a higher revelation what you see in Matthew or what you see in Romans. Let that one become a reality. Do you know if Genesis becomes a reality in your life, you will not remain the same? Hope you know that Paul did not read Romans. Paul, he did not read Ephesians. Paul, you know Paul, he did not read Acts of Apostles. You want to hear more? Paul did not read John. What they had available for them was parties of the scroll of the old covenant. The old covenant. That's what they had. It became a reality to them. And out of their reality, they gave us this one. So we have double opportunity. And this one, even Genesis is not a reality yet in our lives. Yet every now and again, some people are looking for new revelations. And I ask myself, the one I heard in the morning, has it become a reality? You are not even qualified to take another one when the one you received last is not practicalized. You know, so many, I don't know who invited some of you, I'm seeing some of you for the first time. In this place, we are here to meet God. We are not here for someone just to prophesy on our head. When we come to the time for deliverance, we'll cast out all, even as we are preaching, demons are checking out. Healings are taking place. If it's for healings, they are taking place. Very soon, we'll give you opportunity to testify. You discover that that thing is no longer there. You will hear testimonies that will baffle. You will hear. Even you will see life. Something just happened to you. But excuse me, let's settle some important things. Am I talking to someone? So, this is the real thing. So that you are not always looking for bread. You become a giver. You know, in the saw three friends. One came looking for bread. He was hungry. Another one who he came to, he was hungry, but he didn't have bread. Two generations of trouble. It was only bread. I want to be among those that in my generation. Talk to me. The only thing is that when you have bread, people will be knocking at your door at midnight. Hello. Let me not be that man that always journeys at night and I'm looking for bread to eat. Always journeying and disturbing people at midnight. Let me be the one that has bread to offer my generation. Do you get that now? But what will make it a reality is what we are looking at, the person of the Spirit. He has been neglected, ignored in the body of Christ. Churches don't talk about him unless they want to do Holy Ghost baptism and people speak in tongues. That's all. Holy Ghost is 100 billion trillion times more than Holy Baptist speaking in tongues. So when you hear the Holy Ghost, the only thing coming in your mind is Hansonere. When you hear Nadi Kenke Moso, the only thing coming in your mind is Yesonere. So when you speak in tongues, can you also collect the Spirit? It's not collecting tongues and leaving the Holy Ghost. You get that now? That's what we're talking about. See, listen to me. Praying in tongues is beautiful. But if you are praying in tongues, you are not being transformed by the Spirit. It's better you are transformed than you are not praying in tongues. It's better I go home with the generator. You know, I told you something yesterday. That the one that speaks in tongues and stops there, he does not have any other encounter or walk with the Spirit, is the one that went to the market to buy a generator or to buy a refrigerator. And he paid And they brought out the generator or the refrigerator, the carton. They brought it out, kept it for you. This is your goods now. It's your own. And they wrote the receipt and gave it to you. You now took the receipt and left the generator. And you went home. And went, I bought a new generator. And you are showing people your receipt. But the gen is not in your house. It's not powering the house. So you speak in tongues. You have the receipt. Demons are dealing with you. You don't have a walk with God. You are not understanding. Your walk with God is shallow. You don't know what the spirit is there to do. You just speak in tongues when they are worshiping and you are moved. Some people speak in tongues when they are moved. When the worship gets deeper and they are moved. That's all. The worship is deep. And after that, the next time the person will speak, it is another meeting. Maybe 3 weeks' time, another worshiper comes. Sherry Masin. So we want to come to a point where the spirit becomes a reality. So tonight I want to look at, I don't know what to call it, but let me call it the joining with the spirit. Joining. Joining. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Joint with the spirit. Joint with the spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, said he, shall be one what? Flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. Now, are you looking at your Bible or are you looking at me? You see your Bible. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith the word of God, shall become what? Two shall be one flesh. So I'm looking at, when I'm talking about joined with the Lord, I'm looking at a kind of a life that is united with the Spirit. United with the Spirit. A life that has been synchronized with the Holy Spirit. A union with the Holy Spirit. You see, when we say the grace and we quote that scripture and we sing it like an anthem, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of what? The fellowship. The King James called it the communion of the Holy Spirit. The communion. That's the word koinonia. It means a joining. He said the grace of who? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Check the New Testament. You will discover that one of the things associated with Jesus, I'm not separating the three. They are one. Walking in different dimensions, but they are one. One Lord. Like we saw yesterday, the Lord, the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is Lord. Jesus is Lord. The Father is Lord. Yet one Lord. Not three Lords, one Lord. But you see the expression of grace that flows from Jesus. Grace and truth came when he came. And then you see the love that flows from the Father. Several places in John, you see him talking about the love of the Father. How the Father has loved his children. The Bible also says that God himself is what? Is love. So when you talk about God, one of the things that must come to the mind of someone that is knowing God is love. You don't understand God if you don't understand love. Just like you don't understand God if you don't understand mercy. If you don't understand compassion, you don't understand God. When he showed his glory to Moses, he pronounced his goodness, his compassion, his mercy. Am I talking to someone? Oh, talk to me. Are you here? Say amen, child of God. But when it comes to the Spirit, it talks about the union and the communion. That word speaks of a union, a sharing, a fellowship, a partnership, friendship. That's the word koinonia. Communion, friendship, union, sharing, partnership of the Spirit. We sing it every day when we pray. There is a be with you. You say amen. You sing it every day. It's a prayer. It's not an anthem. That we come to a point where we are united, where we are joined with the Spirit of God. That is where God wants to bring us to. That was what was in the heart of Paul when he prayed that prayer for the Corinthian church. The church, we come to a point of unity with the Spirit. Where you may not be able to separate the Christian man and the Holy Ghost. You see, when we say that God is looking for accommodation. You see, God is looking for accommodation. When we say the Holy Ghost is looking for an accommodation where he can tabernacle. You know, from the very beginning, you see this stove that you liken to the Spirit. Talk to me. You know, John said, the one that told me to baptize, he said, when you see the Spirit, come down and remain. And the only way for him to see, because you cannot see the Spirit with your physical eyes. So God had to allow the Spirit to come down in form of a dove so that these physical eyes can see. Are you catching what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost is not a dove. But you see God likening the Spirit as a dove. We see the Spirit come down on Jesus. John tapped it. He saw it like a dove, in form of a dove. I think that's similar. And then you go to Genesis and see this same bird, dove, looking for accommodation. We have to settle. You come to chapter 1 of Genesis. You see the Spirit of God brooding upon the earth, hovering upon the face of the earth, looking for accommodation. Where he wants to settle is where he is not going to be a visitor. Many of us, we have made him and his oppressions a visitor. He wants to settle and be joined. He wants to be united so that you can't tell him to go again. We are not of the world. We are not in the world. You know, the people who are in the world, they have boyfriends and girlfriends. Am I correct? Talk to me now. Some of you are coming from that place. You know what I'm saying? I want to be sure that you are not still there. I say you are coming from that. You've left Egypt. If you are still an Egyptian here, don't wait for me to finish preaching. Just give your life to Christ. Start asking Jesus to save you. Because you are not yet part of the family of God. But you are the one Jesus died for. When he was dying, he was calling your name. Just because of you, he died. So this is an opportunity for you tonight to surrender to him. He will come and you will become a changed person. Don't bother how to live the life. It's not your problem. If you are bothering how to live the life, yeah, then you don't know. You can't live the life on your own. You can't live the life. It's not your problem. Just allow him to come in. He will do the remaining work for you. He will give you what is called grace that teaches you to say no. Talk to me, somebody. Praise the Lord. Those who are still in Egypt in the world, that they have boyfriends and girlfriends, they stay together. That is, they live together. You see, a young man living with a young girl, they are just sleeping together. After 2-3 years, they quarrel. This guy tells the girl, get out. After sleeping together for 2 years, say, get out. You leave my house. Say, Amy, why now? Amy, why? Amy, why? Don't do this to me. Say, get out. Get out. Praise the Lord. And the girl gets out. And then you picture the girl somewhere and she's crying. She's crying. Why is she crying? Hear me. After 3 years. Then some people, it's not the Amy that tells the Chichi to get out. It's the Bebito that tells the Mekus to go. Say, come out. I'm done. I'm done. You can't continue to stay. I'm done. 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 I'm done with you. I'm done with you. You think he's joking. After some time, you see another guy. Boboski. Without Wobi. She has a new boyfriend. With baritone voice. And that will be macho man. You see, you are coming back. Mekus, you are coming back to Bebito. And then you hear, who is that? Bebito, who is that? You see Boboski with macho. That will be. And you are just lenge like this. Just respect yourself. Just go your way, my friend. You just wasted your 3 years. Spiritually, physically, and otherwise. Especially if you are one of the Mugus. Somebody talk to me. Are you here? But naturally speaking, you don't do that easily in marriage. Even though things have spoiled now. But you don't just wake up and say, get out. No. In marriage. Talk to me. Why? Because the two are joined together. The other one, they are just like that. Even when a foolish heathen tries to do that in marriage, you see the homeowner coming. Talk to me now. Homeowner, they are coming. The parents will say, if you in a mother, me and a buy, you can't do this. Pressure here and there. Sometimes you will now decide to leave the woman in the house and is not going outside. Is that okay? Talk to me. Because there is a legal joining. So the Spirit of God is not looking for lives that will be boyfriends and girlfriends. He's looking for where you'll be joined together with that one. A joining. Am I talking to someone? So that it's not just being a visitor. He comes in when, you know, if you are a visitor to somewhere, you knock before you come in. Abi, if they don't open the door, you are in trouble. You go your way. You are a visitor. Sometimes you sit down and you have overstayed. You know the body language of the people. They are telling you, are you still here? Talk to me now. Oh, how far? Your house, is it far? Hope you have transport money. Okay. Are you still around? Are you catching what I'm saying? You know what they are telling you. They are telling you, boy, you have overstayed your welcome. Find your way. Holy Ghost does not want that. So he wants to be joined with the body. He wants to be joined with the saint. He wants to synchronize. He wants to be united in everything. In your thoughts. In your will. Am I talking to someone? United with us. So that it's not just a visit. You don't like him to go anyhow. So that he becomes part of the house. See, you are not married. When it's time, do it quickly. Let me come here. Very important. see, your wife, she does not need to knock at the door before she enters. She owns the house. Why? You are joined. Before you married your wife, you were living in the house before. And she couldn't come. Even if she visited, she will knock. She will knock only once. Oh my God. Praise the Lord. Is anybody here? She will need to knock. And if you decide to open, she will come in. But when she becomes your wife, you are now joined together. She has her key. Am I talking to someone? The Holy Ghost wants to have a key into your heart. He wants to come to a point of joining. He does not take permission to come in. Are you getting what I'm saying? Everything that belongs to you belongs to him. Everything that belongs to him belongs to you. That's the joining. The Spirit of God cannot be seen. That's why he's looking for vessels where he can tabernacle and be joined with them so that he can always find expression. Do you know, sometimes we say we are waiting for God. The God we are waiting for, God, the Lord, the Spirit, you are waiting for. Sometimes it's not actually God. You are waiting for the God in a man. Talk to me, please. Are you with me? Why? The Spirit has been joined with that one. So the Spirit finds expression from that vessel. When you meet such men, you meet God. That's what God wants to do in our lives. A joining. So he likens it with a sexual relationship. He said, do you not know that anyone that is joined with the harlot is one flesh? The Bible said the two shall become what? Now, when you hear the two shall become one, you think he's talking about marriage. But here we discover that it's not just marriage. Because the one that is joined with the harlot did not marry the harlot. Talk to me. That's what you call fornication or adultery. Paul says that sexual intercourse has created oneness. What? Wow. Wow. Woo. Are you here? So he likens it with the joining of a man and a woman who may not even be married. They are not married. They are not married. Why? They had something in common. Flow with me tonight. So God is looking for lives that will come to a point where we are united in thought, joint in thought, joint in vision, joint in will, joint in purpose, joint in action, joint with the Spirit. A union with the Lord. An intimate meeting with the Lord. And excuse me, it should be constant. It's constant. When two becomes one, they're always together. Always together. Always together. Now, hear this as I push forward. The thing we are talking about can happen not just in a place. It's something that happens in your inner man. It can happen in this meeting. It can happen on the road. It can happen in your house. You catch what I'm saying? It can happen where you pray. But it's a joining. A holy joining between flesh, the man, and the Spirit. A holy joining. Where the Spirit of God, his will, is united connected with your will, where the thoughts of the Christian becomes the thoughts of God. Where the thoughts, the vision that you are running with becomes... Now, a brother said something. I was discussing with a brother some years ago. He said, you know, we must come to a point where what we are thinking is what God is thinking. As you are not waiting for God to speak to you concerning something. The thought came into your spirit. You are thinking it. You are not praying. What you are thinking is what God is thinking. Do you understand what I mean? Your thoughts comes to a point where it becomes the thoughts of God. I didn't say you went to the mountain to pray. You know, this generation, we like to travel to mountains for a retreat. We like to go to mountains. You like mountains for retreat too much. You like it too much. I'm not saying it's not good. It's good to retreat. But we should come to a point where discovering the will of God is not what takes us to the mountain. Did you hear what I said? You just know it. You just think it. But before it happens, you must have been joined with the Spirit in your thoughts. Joined with the Spirit in your mind. Joined with the Spirit in your visions. Joined with the Spirit. Holy joining. Anyone that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. So God wants to bring us to a point where we become one with the Holy Spirit. Let me say this. He said that anyone that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Is it like that in your Bible? No, check it again. Verse 17. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him. Where? In spirit. NIV. One with him in spirit. Give me King James. King James. But he that is joined unto the Lord is what? Talk to me. So where your spirit and the Holy Ghost cannot be separated. If you heard me, say amen. We are your spirit and the Holy Ghost. Now, all I want to do is to call your attention to something that has been given to us that we are not living in its reality. So that you know that your next prayer will be, Lord, join me with your spirit. Bring me to that point where my spirit and your spirit is what? Is one. It becomes one spirit. Not two. One spirit. When your spirit is not one with the spirit of the Lord, your spirit will be thinking something else. The Holy Ghost will be thinking something else. There's going to be a clash. Because you are born again and you have the Holy Ghost. So there is a clash. So let's proceed to see how this thing works. This one intimate meeting can cost for you as you meet with the Holy Ghost. This one intimate joining can cost for a man a holy conception. When your spirit becomes one with him, it can create for you a holy conception. A holy conception. A holy conception. When a man meets with the Spirit in what is likened to a holy intercourse, there is conception. Now look up here, look up here. This was achieved in Mary. When the Holy Ghost came upon Mary, something happened to him, to her. She conceived in her holy seed, the person you call Jesus Christ. It was a joining that produced that. The Holy Ghost meeting a woman. She became pregnant. She conceived. That's how we conceive. You know, why you have not seen what you will do to take your generation? Why you have not seen that thing that must be done for that thing God gave you to be announced, excuse me, is because you are yet to have a holy joining. When it happens, you will soon conceive a vision. You conceive a vision. A vision. Holy vision. It's a conception. You will conceive something like Mary. The power of the highest overshadowed her, and she became pregnant. Everyone meeting with the Spirit of the Lord can cause a holy conception, and you will give birth to a holy thing. Everyone meeting. Somebody must pray for this holy meeting. Somebody must wait for holy joining. Don't you know that he that is joined together with an harlot is one with her in the flesh? So he that is joined with the Spirit, with the Lord, is one spirit. Somebody must pray for a holy joining, a meeting that will give you a conception. Are you catching what I'm saying? A meeting that will do what? Will give you what? A conception. Praise the Lord. A meeting that will give you a conception. There is something that God wants to birth in our generation. He wants to conceive it through you and deliver it in our generation. A meeting, a joining. You know, we have said it several times that ideas rule the world. Talk to me. Yeah? The idea that will rule the world must be a holy idea, so that it can dwarf worldly ideas. How do you find that kind of idea? It's in that holy intercourse with the Spirit. What you must do that will take you from nothing to something. You see, if you don't understand what I'm teaching, you will discover that somebody will be in church shouting hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and it's not doing anything. It's not making impact. It's not influencing systems. It's not creating anything. Am I talking to someone? Joining will give you an idea that will create an impact in your generation. You just wake up with an idea. The distance from where you are to where God wants to take you to and what he wants to do with you is that holy meeting that will give you a conception, an idea, a vision, a thought. Talk to me. Are you with me? A holy joining. The communion of the Spirit. When you understand this thing, you want to maximize every opportunity to join with him. Every opportunity for what I call a holy intercourse with the Spirit. Every opportunity, like Mary was available, and the Holy Ghost came upon her, and she conceived. Something entered into her. See, don't joke with any meeting where God is. Any meeting where God is. Don't joke. Something can happen to you. It could be your kitchen. It could be your room. It could be in the car. It could be in a fellowship like this. A program. Any meeting where God is, you can conceive something. For instance, in this meeting, there shall be several holy conceptions. Talk to me. You leave a meeting, you know what to do. You leave a meeting, you carry fire. You get to where you are, you know exactly what to do. You just conceive something holy. There was a meeting. God said to me that the meeting we are talking about, he said it can happen anywhere. Prayer rain has been holding for some years now. Just some years. 6 years or something. I was traveling from Enugu to Ekulabia through Oka. I was in a commercial bus when that holy conception came. I was in a deep meditation with my eyes open, but I was meditating. There was a koinonia taking place, a communion, a fellowship. A union with the Spirit. A joining was taking place. And the thing came into my spirit.
several testimonies, several revivals, breaking forth from prayer in, several healings. The first healing we saw,
was it the first?
I remember in 2016 or so, we were worshiping at Onkono, and they brought a girl that was dying, a baby that was dying. But before then, on Friday night, the word of God came that there is a baby, there is a baby. And you know, there was nobody carrying a baby there. You know, sometimes God can speak and he looks strange. So God said, a baby, a baby. That thing happened in the night on Friday night. A baby, a baby. A baby, a baby. Yet there was no baby. So we went home. We came again on Saturday. And the meeting was going to end on Saturday night. As we were trying to worship Saturday night, so that we bring the final charge, we were worshiping God. I remember, I think we were singing, "You made the earth yourself. You set the heavens high and sat upon your throne, Yahweh. Your name is El Shaddai. Your name is Elohim. I call you by your name, Yahweh. You made the earth yourself.
You set the heavens
high. I stand upon your throne. Lift up your song. Your name is El Shaddai. And the mother, living around the place where we did that meeting at Onkono, she heard people praying, she heard the noise, not knowing what to do, because the baby was doing like this, ran into the meeting. She ran into the meeting. She was still tying rubber when she ran into the meeting. The baby was about to die. And we were worshiping. And when she came, we took the baby and continued to worship. No prayer, we continued to worship. And suddenly, after some time, the baby that was jerking started sleeping. We kept worshiping. We kept worshiping. We kept worshiping. We didn't stop to raise any prayer point. We kept worshiping. We kept worshiping. We kept worshiping. I think we sang another song. Elohim! You are Elohim.
To suck breast, she refused to leave the breast. She saw when one finished, she started from the other side. She sucked all the breast, she finished everything. I was saying, is there more? My God, and then we began to dance. A holy joining, that gave birth to that conception, that gave birth to that vision. And that's why you are sitting here today. Several testimonies, several revival, several transformation, several tests, several rocket testimonies, several revival from a conception that was given birth to, but it came as a result of one holy meeting. One holy meeting that happened in a bus. Where did it happen? In a bus. It was prayer rain that a brother left and somebody called him and gave him 1 million. Have you forgotten? Huh? The first prayer rain, something walked out from someone. It was divinity. Somebody left and somebody called him. Gave him 1 million, just like that. It was in prayer rain. I'm still expecting the pastor. He will be here. In the dream of the night, somebody shot him and his part, the left part, paralyzed for 8 years. His left part was paralyzed for 8 years. It was Friday night, instant. He was the first person to be healed. The thing disappeared. It was in prayer here on this altar. Several salvation, several transformation, one holy joining gave birth to that vision, gave birth to what you call one holy meeting that took place in a bus. God said to me, it can happen anywhere. It can happen as you are cooking stew. Am I talking to someone? You just need to be joined with the Spirit. It can happen as you are washing cloth. It can happen as you are praying. It can happen as you are dancing. It can happen as you are worshiping God. But let your spirit be united with the Holy Ghost. What to do? We announce you. We come in that holy. It's a holy conception. I tell you, a holy conception. You know why we struggle? We want to do what people are doing. We want to use physical methods. We want to use carnal methods. But when you have a holy joining, a divine inspiration will come into your spirit. Heavenly method will come to you. Something that your teacher did not teach you. Something your parents did not talk about. Something your family members are not aware of. Just one holy joining. We give it to you. We reveal it to you. I'm talking to you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? One holy joining. They gather to call this brother. They gather to call him John. They say his name shall be called. His name shall be called Zachariah. His family members gather. You know how that boy came. Heaven announced his birth. Heaven came to Zachariah and said, your wife will be pregnant. She will conceive. Am I talking to someone? Even though she's called barren, but she's going to conceive and she's going to give birth to a son and he's going to go in the power of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Am I talking to someone? That was the brother that was conceived in the womb of Elizabeth. And when she was giving birth to people who were not there, when the conception took place, they came to name the boy. Those who did not know how that boy came, they thought it was just a natural birthing. They didn't know that the Holy Ghost was involved. They came to name him Zachariah. And about this time, because Zachariah doubted and Jezebel touched his mouth, he said, you shall not speak until the boy is born. So Zachariah, who was supposed to name the boy, was dumb. So he couldn't name the boy. The day of the naming ceremony, they brought Zachariah and they kept him. He sat down because he was dumb. You know, when you don't speak, you become irrelevant. When you cannot speak, you don't take your rightful position. When you cannot speak, you lose your right. Though he was the father, but that right of naming the boy was denied from him because he was dumb. But I came to prophesy to someone, you shall no longer be dumb. I say you shall no longer be dumb. Anything that made you dumb, today shall be taken away. Today shall be taken away. Today shall be taken away. Any dumb destiny here, begin to speak in the name of Jesus. Begin to speak in the name of Jesus. Begin to speak in the name of Jesus. Every dumb ministry, begin to speak in the name of Jesus. Begin to speak in the name of Jesus. Every dumb business, begin to speak in the name of Jesus. Aralava Sandila Gatabazabia. And the man sat down there because he was done. And then the community, the king's men, they said his name shall be Zachariah. We are going to name him after his father. And all of them agreed that this brother that was better by holy consent. Sir, answer Zachariah. What is Zachariah? I don't know. But the name sounds somehow. It looks somehow. You know, I don't know what you call it. Stress in English. You call it stress in English. Zachariah. So a man arose, he plateaued, and he started coming down. Zachariah. He rose to a point in life that he stagnated, and he began to come. That's the way the name sounds in my ears. It sounds like stagnancy. It sounds like a life that went back. It sounds like go slow. And they said that this boy shall be called Zachariah. It means that this boy is going to experience delay, because Zachariah knew delay. He was barren for a long time, even though he was righteous, but he was barren. But when they said you will be called Zachariah, they are saying live like your father. They are saying continue like your father. They are saying stay where your father stayed. But Elizabeth said not so. Elizabeth said not so. Elizabeth said not so. That woman said not so. Hear me, child of God. We are nobody will speak for you. Let your Elizabeth rise. Where your matter is being discussed, let your Elizabeth rise. Let Elizabeth, let her speak for you. Let Elizabeth speak for you. Where they are condemning you, let Elizabeth speak for your favor. The day Satan accused Job, there was nobody to intercede for him. Imagine John living like Zachariah. Imagine John. She said, not so, not so. The people started quarreling with her. She said, my son will not be delayed. My son shall not know upward, downward life. My son, no, 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 no. This one is coming from a new lineage. A new lineage. This one was not conceived just by the will of a father and a mother. When our will was still speaking, when our will we are still speaking, we couldn't conceive. But somehow there was an encounter, a meeting with divinity that caused a holy conception. So you will not name it after the flesh. It shall be named the name of the Lord. Can I speak to someone? I don't care what they call you. From today, begin to answer the name the Lord knows you with. There is a name heaven names you. There is a name, oh my God. There is a name that heaven names. From today, answer your name. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Not so. And they say, how do we solve this problem? They say, bring the father. But my problem is, Elizabeth said, his name shall be called John. They say, no one has answered this name. No one has answered this name in our lineage. The name is not familiar. What God wants to do with you is not familiar with your people. It's higher, it's higher. It's too high, they cannot conceive. It's too high, they cannot conceive. Enter into your destiny now. In the name of Jesus Christ. They say no one has answered this name. Where is this kind of name coming from? You know, there are things God begins to show you that your people cannot understand, that your neighbors cannot understand, that your family members will not, even your friends, they cannot comprehend, because it's coming from a place beyond the natural. It's coming from a place higher than the natural, so they cannot comprehend. So they could not comprehend that name. I don't know what it means, but it speaks of beloved. I don't know what it means, but it's God's favorite. I don't know what it means, but it's anti-delay. I don't know what it means, it's anti-stagnancy. Am I talking to someone? I say, answer your name. As he spoke, my challenge is, how did Elizabeth know the name of the baby. She was not there when the angel spoke to Zachariah, because the angel said to Zachariah, his name shall be called John. How did Elizabeth, am I talking to someone? Oh yeah. How did she know? Hope you know she was the one that was carrying that thing. Somehow she also had an encounter that may not be written. Maybe she also had a meeting. You know how the angel also appeared to Mary and told her the name of the boy. He said his name shall be called Jesus because he shall save his people from their sins. Maybe Elizabeth also had an encounter and she said his name shall be called John. Say no, we have not had it before. Let's call the man, let's bring the man now, even though it's irrelevant, but let's bring him. So they brought the boy. Wait, oh, they brought boy, the man they called Zachariah. The dumb man, he was not speaking, I think he was not also hearing, and they signaled him, they gave him a sign, they said, this boy, which name now? And the man took a pen and they brought the writing material and he wrote J-O-H-N. I say, answer your name. I don't care the demons coming from your village. I don't care the gang of the hand against you. I don't know the conspiracy against your life. From today, answer your name. In the name of Jesus. How can Jones become Zachariah? They would have ended up in the personage eating yam and chicken, whereas they are supposed to be in the wilderness where the voice of God will come to them. They are supposed to be in the place of consecration where divinity will meet with them, where they will hear the voice of God. And you know, until you hear God, you cannot speak to your generation. Until am I talking to somebody? He answered his name. When they say stay in the personage, I'm not interested. They say your father is a bishop, I'm not interested. I need to go to a place where I can continue to have divine intercourse. Holy joining. That's why in chapter 3 of Luke, the Bible says, in the days of Tiberius Caesar, the time of Herod, the time of Philip, the time of Annas and Caiaphas, these men were in the personage. They were in the government house. They were enjoying. The Bible said the word of God came to John in the wilderness. He located himself in a place where God could meet with him. He came to a place where the Holy Ghost can have a holy joining. And right there, the voice of God came to him. That's why we are talking about him today. He had a conception because he joined himself with the Spirit. There is something you need to hear that you must hear when you join with the Lord, and you will conceive and deliver something that will announce you and announce the voice of God in your life, in your generation. If you hear me, say amen. Because I will need to bring you to prayer. How do we join? Anytime you sit in your word and the word of God, and you are eating the word of God, you are just when I'm praying, and it's not a carnal prayer, I'm praying, I'm joining. When I'm in a fellowship like this, that's why you do not neglect the gathering of the saints. In like this, there are joinings. If you are careful enough, you will discover that the voice of God is flying here and there. God is speaking to people here and there. Something is coming to you. That is of God. There is a joining taking place. Am I talking to somebody? As you stay in his presence, in the place of koinonia, there is a joining. A joining. As you meditate on the word of God, there is a joining. As you wait for the Lord, you are just waiting for him. Lord, we are here in your presence. Just waiting for you, there is a joy. As we worship the Lord, there is a joy. As we obey the voice of God, the commands of God, there is a joy. Obedience brings a joy. I don't care where you are, but there are things that activate this joy. Eating the word of God produces a joy. Worshiping the King causes a joy. Prayer causes a joy. Obeying God causes a joy. Meditating in God's word causes a joy. There is a joy that will give you a conception. Someone's life is in for a turnaround. Someone's life is in for a turnaround. You will conceive something holy. You will conceive something holy in the name of Jesus. You will need to pray now. But before we pray, pray against miscarriage. Many of you come to meetings like this, and God meets you, and you conceive, but you live carelessly, and a miscarriage takes place. Several of us, we've conceived something before, something holy, but miscarriage. When Mary conceived, the angel said, go to Elizabeth. To preserve that early pregnancy, she went to someone that has learned to carry pregnancy for some time. She went to learn the art of preserving pregnancy from Elizabeth. Because what she was carrying was holy. You will pray against miscarriage. You see, some of you, you have had several terrible miscarriages in the spirit. God spoke to you, but you don't know where the body went to. And without the burden of the Lord, you cannot push the voice of God. Without the burden of God, you cannot push that holy assignment. The body perforated and you lost pregnancy. You are now standing again. You want to be pregnant again. You want to conceive again. We must pray against miscarriage. Another thing is that you must pray that your womb be open during holy intercourse. There are people that meet with God, but their womb are not open. They are not focused enough to tap into the conception. You must pray for the opening of the womb, that my womb will not be barren. That my womb will not be barren. How does it happen? When you resist the spirit. The other day the Bible talked about the man they call Er, Onna and Shelah, the three sons of Judah. The Bible said that Er died because God killed him. He was wicked. And they told the brother Onna to marry Tamar so that she can conceive for the brother. The Bible said during the intercourse, when the sperm was about to come out, when the ejaculation wanted to take place, the man pulled out from Tamar and poured the sperm on the ground. God got angry and killed him. That is how to resist the spirit. You are having a joining and God comes to pregnant you. You resist him with stubbornness and rebellion. That's how to resist it. It causes barrenness, even in holy joint. So you see people who always come in to pray. They're always worshiping God, but they cannot conceive. They are barren. Wrong mindset. Because of rebellion. Because they resist the Holy Ghost. Because they grieve the Spirit. So conception does not take place. They are distracted by worldliness. In meetings like this, you are distracted. You are not focused at all. You have not learned how to gaze at the law of liberty intently for a period of time until something happens to you. So the church must learn the law of focus. We must learn the law of focus. There is a place of focus. You keep looking. You keep staying. You keep observing until something enters. Consistency becomes a key as we cry to the Lord. But I pray for someone here. Your womb shall not be closed. I say your womb shall not be closed. Say a better amen. You must deal with distractions. Always coming around. And when the holy intercourse, when the conception wants to take place, you are not there again. Imagine a wife that comes to in the bed of romance with the husband, and when conception wanted to take place, he was not there. Go and ask women who take in and medical people, they will tell you that there is a season of conception. It's not every time a man meets a woman that he conceives. There are seasons of conception. There are seasons when women can take in quickly. The day David met Bathsheba, she was just purified from her impurity. She was now in what is called ovulation. David slept with her once. Boom, she took him. She's been sleeping with her husband, but she did not conceive. Because during the time when the husband would be available, it was not the time for conception. During the time she needs to conceive, the husband will go to war. When she's supposed to conceive, the man will go to war. When she's not in a season of conception, the man will come back. But that day, David met with her. One thought, she conceived because she was in her ovulation. Lord, may I not just meet you when it's not season? May I meet you when I'm ready to conceive? Those of you know when you there's something you call heat, on animals, heating period, That's when they mate at that time, they conceive. What if they mate when it's not heating period? Nothing happens. May you be sensitive enough to know your heating period. Am I talking to someone? Are you with me tonight? Stand to your feet and down. And you face God. Something holy will enter me tonight. Something holy will enter me. Stand to your feet, lift up your voice. Divine conception. Let something holy enter me. Lord, I am in your presence. I am in your presence. Oh, Karabu Dalakata. Hey. Something holy will enter me tonight. Holy conception. In the next 5 minutes, somebody cry. Somebody pray. Somebody cry. I must conceive. Are you praying? Rebodobo Rabadoba Rekada. Lift up your voice and pray. John saw something that announced him in his generation. John heard something. Isaiah saw something. Isaiah conceived. Jeremiah conceived. Elijah conceived. David conceived. Mary conceived. Peter conceived. Paul conceived. Ida conceived. Samuel conceived. Moses conceived. Joshua conceived. Ah! Hey! 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 I must conceive. Holy conception. I must conceive. Holy conception. I must conceive. Brother, you cannot be barren. Brother, you cannot be barren. I cannot be barren. You cannot be barren. I am in your presence. I stand with you, Holy Ghost. Ba 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 ba